after analyzing what had gone on with all the meetings that were done on the 18th and 19th of September, we set to diagnose what meetings were done correctly, what things meetings were done wrongly. And we, in our exercise, we came up with about 42 such meetings that were did not meet our standards, either because of violence, intimidation, busing. So we then sat down and recommended certain conditions that must be put in before the meetings can be held anew.
What are the recommendations that you have put across, and how do you plan to work with them?
The political parties themselves must accept and communicate that the constitution-making process must be pursued to its conclusion successfully. Two, devising of mechanisms that meetings are going to be broken down into smaller manageable groups. Three, that together all stakeholders, the police, the army, etc., set up mechanisms to prevent or limit busing of people from outside Harare. A public announcement must be made to people from outside Harare that they are not allowed into these consultations. Four, that there must be joint statements by political parties denouncing racism and warning against such practices during outreach. Five, a detailed plan to be published, made by the co-ministers of Home Affairs and the Commissioner of Police on ways, practical ways of preventing breakdown of law and order. There must not be selective application of the laws. That the national broadcaster must help us in publishing some of these conditions if these conditions are agreed by management committee. These are our recommendations which we are going to table before management committee tomorrow.